A group of Australian athletes with disabilities are ready to compete at the ICU World Championship in the US this month. The Madeline Stewart Dance Company with the Australian Cheer Union are preparing the team, marking the first time Australia has entered the Special Olympic Independent Hip Hop and Special Abilities Hip Hop categories. Powered Media's reporter Emma Mayes started asking manager of Madeline Stewart Dance Company, Rosanne Stewart, some of the work the company does.
The Madeline Stewart Dance Company is owned by Madeline Stewart, who is a young woman who has Down syndrome, autism and ADHD. Madeline started the company up in 2016. She was modelling overseas and wanted to give back to her community. So we decided to start the dance school up, and it pretty much flourished, especially during COVID when everyone went into isolation and we put all our classes online. And it went from just being one class a week. So now we have over 370 students in our classes a week, ranging from venues from the Gold Coast right through Brisbane, Ipswich, Moreton Bay, the Bay Area, right up to the Sunshine Coast. And we only cater for people with disabilities, all sorts of disabilities.
And I hear that a group of your students are going over to the World Championships of Cheerleading. Tell me a bit about that.
So this year is the first year ever that Australia is sending over teams of 100% people with disabilities. So the Australian Cheer Union came to us late last year because they have put together unified teams. So some of their team, they've put together, they've got 19 teams in total. So they've got 13 teams of mainstream dancers without a disability. And then they have got four teams of unified, which means that if it's adaptive abilities, only 25% of the team have to have a disability. And then this year, for the first time ever, they wanted to send over some teams that were 100% people with disabilities. And because we have so many students, they've came to us to say, could you put some two studio teams together to be part of the national team to represent Australia?
And how does hip hop integrate into cheerleading?
Well, in America, cheer and dance, it's actually called performance cheer over there. So part of the international championships is cheer and dance. So there's just as many dance teams. They do hip hop, jazz, pom. Pom is also considered dance. So they do lots of different divisions, not just cheerleading, but dance is actually called performance cheer, but it is dancing and it's a big part of the competition.
And it's being held in Orlando, Florida, if I'm correct. What are your feelings and what's the overall consensus around travelling to the US given what's happening in the world at the moment?
Look, I've been travelling my whole life. I'm a big traveller. Madeline and I have travelled to, I'd say, about 100 countries. You know, we've travelled into war zones. We've travelled to the Ukraine and Uganda and Lebanon. We've travelled all over the world. I understand that there is things happening in the world, but what you see on television doesn't normally reflect an accurate picture. It might give you an accurate picture of what's happening actually in the war zone, but when you put it on television and every station is covering it, it becomes like it's under a microscope.
And what are the age ranges of the participants going over there?
So the oldest person on the team is 36. The youngest person is 15.
And what are you hoping to achieve when everyone's over there? Are you hoping to make connections and broaden the scope of the dance company can offer in the future?
It's more about the disability community for me. I mean, this doesn't usually reflect. We did this last year in a unified team and we didn't get any extra students out of it. It's not about that. I think it's very important that the disability sector is represented on the world stage. And I believe that when we first started doing competitions here in Australia, there was only, you know, one or two companies that did competitions. Now there's about 15 in Australia that do competitions. I think that it's the same as when Madeline first started going to the gym back in 2015. There wasn't anybody with disabilities in her gym. Now where she goes to the gym every day of the week, there's about 30 or 40 people with disabilities. You see everyone in the gym all the time. So I just think it's about educating people and offering people more opportunities. I'd like Australia to get behind our guys. They've worked so hard now. They've trained ever since November we started training, and they head off on Thursday next week to America. And we just really hope that everyone gets behind them. We will be posting on our social media, letting people know how they can watch it live on the Olympic Channel, because it is an Olympic sanctioned event. So we will be posting that. So we would love the community to get behind us and support our guys.
That was Roseanne Stewart from Madeline Stewart Dance Company speaking with Power Media's Emma Myers.